This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Something. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's Monday, so let's kick off the week and talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How have you been?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Well, I'm just so glad to have you back week after week. Now, I know that on Friday you were just brutally upset with the president that he had crashed the U.S. stock markets.
Oh,
so today,
today,
of course, we have to give Trump credit for the largest gains in stock market history. I wonder how our brilliant president did that. Or there are a bunch of crazy people who will buy and sell on any whim and should barely be in the market. Let's not blame the president for either.
I don't think that's the case. I think some reports coming out about coronavirus. Coronavirus is, what do they got? 80,000 total cases in the world of 7 billion.
Which is a drop in the bucket compared to what we're going through with the flu right now.
And we're going to, that many people, maybe not 80,000, 62,000 people will die of the flu.
Right.
And I think we've had two deaths here in the United States over coronavirus. And the thing about coronavirus is that if you are not 93 years old with emphysema, COPD, heart issues, and all this other stuff, it's probably just going to feel like an amplified cold.
Right.
I mean, there some people that have had coronavirus that have gotten over it are like, I really didn't feel that bad. I couldn't really tell that much of a difference. I mean, it's a hacking cough, a fever, and body aches.
Welcome to the flu.
Yeah, the only people dying from it that are young are being killed in China by the Chinese.
Yeah, which is just... Okay, last week I brought us some good news. I've got to do it again. Bill, when I look at the map of Second Amendment sanctuaries, it grows every week. We've had another 11 states who added Second Amendment sanctuaries in the last 7 days, so since you and I were on last, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Nebraska, New Jersey, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Week after week, that's quite the brush fire spreading across the United States.
Yeah. And I believe people now are getting the idea that politicians holding office is a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes all the time, and they're trying to put in place things where the politicians would look at it, like, where is it? They're Virginia.
Right.
All the Virginian politicians are out there, and maybe the attorney general, or maybe it's New Jersey, I can't remember which one it is. Yeah, the attorney general in New Jersey is also upset about this, but they're like, they're getting this mistaken notion that they can violate law by declaring they're outside the law, but, the other part they forget is that the precedent was set with immigration sanctuary cities.
Right.
Where they're violating, they're knowingly violating and not cooperating with federal law. So, the precedent is set, and we're just going by the precedent, and it bothers them to some degree, I think. And I think it's good that we do this. I think it doesn't matter who's in office. Everybody that can should do this.
And more to your point, particularly in New Jersey, where the state routinely violates Second Amendment law by well exceeding the maximum time allowed by law to issue purchase permits. You need one. There, by law, it's supposed to be 30 days. Sometimes it never happens. Oh, we can't figure out whether you should or shouldn't. So, in fact, and we have recorded evidence, Carol Bound being one of the most recent and prominent, where someone said, I have a stalker, I've got a restraining order, let me own a gun. She was under the mistaken assumption that she could carry it anywhere once she did that, and she gets killed after 2 months of waiting. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, I mean, following gun control law gets people killed all the time.
Yep.
And Nikki Gozer lost her husband because she followed the law.
Did you? I saw two posts that absolutely reminded me of that tragic fact. One was Congressman Thomas Massey. Who, when someone said, no one's ever lost their lives because we violated the Second Amendment, he goes,
well, Gozer worked for him. I mean, Gozer, Nikki had worked for Representative Massey in some capacity.
Right, for a while. And he said, excuse me. The second was, I believe, Keith Ellison reporting how, the Bernie Bros are entirely peaceful.
Yeah.
And the congressman from my state of Louisiana replies, oh, I can think of an exception because Steve Scalise was put in the hospital horribly injured, shot through the pelvis with a rifle, barely escaped with his life after a Bernie Bro attacked U.S. congressman on a softball field in Alexandria, Virginia a year or so ago. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. I have one piece of good news. I just want to tease it up.
Sure.
Every claim that the gun prohibitionists make is a claim that we can have peace with gun control, and those claims fail time after time. So, I know people thought they were lobbying at the Capitol in Richmond, Virginia last week. They were also conducting a massive, how do we mock President Trump? Huge, really huge, public experiment in gun control, because the media and gun prohibition politicians tell us time after time that guns cause crime. I mean, we see it in Hollywood dramas time after time. We read about it in the news day after day. So we put about 30,000 armed civilians in one small area surrounding the state capitol in Richmond, Virginia, and crime dropped. In addition, all these citizens, not only did the regular criminals go, oh, good day to clean the sock drawer, but these individuals were not violent towards each other either. So we've got a little bit more to say about that.
Sure. I'll weigh in on that when we get back, if that's okay with you, Rob.
I would
of course,
love to hear.
Yeah, Rob of course is he is a writer. And all of his stuff starts at Slowfacts WordPress blog. And from there it goes to ClashDaily.com. And then from there it may go to Amoland, or maybe it goes to those two places simultaneously. And it's a prolific amount of work. Not as much as maybe Dean does, but I mean, you know, 3 or 4 a week. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
That's not the home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation, Salus, Militia Line, Providence. I mean, go check them out. You'll like what you see. FranklinArmory.com. Talking with Rob Morse about whatever we want to feel like talking about. Because that's talk radio. That's the way it rolls. What were we talking about? Where you want to go with stuff?
I want to hear what you have to say. This lobby day, Martin Luther King Day, has been a lobby day in the Virginia legislature for years.
Sure.
Given the given the remarkable takeover of all three branches of government by Democrats in Virginia, who are very determined to remake the state in their image, they passed a large number of very stunning gun control actions. Now, you notice that we now get to see whether crime rises or falls in Virginia to test their claims.
Well, but you can look at Baltimore.
When that happened,
Baltimore's already
Baltimore, exactly. A lot of people said, wow, you guys are really brave. You're going unarmed, because if you were lobbying in the Capitol itself, you had to disarm. And then tens of thousands of other protesters were clearly carrying arms outside the area immediately around the Capitol. They weren't going to go inside. And it was shockingly peaceful. Now, when I looked at the interviews there, it's an approximation. I get that. John Lott would do it better. But given that the people inside the or immediately adjacent the Capitol were disarmed, went through, you know, they got wanded by the cops. But the people outside that I saw were in many cases carrying more than one gun. Rough numbers, one gun per person. And I couldn't find a single report of a violent crime. The one report I could find was a counter-protester.
Here's the thing about armed Americans, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The Democrats get out there and say that armed Americans or peaceful Americans don't need guns, while at the same time they're espousing their little Castroite ways and ideals and everything. They're just lying to your face. They're lying to your face. They know exactly the utility of a weapon. Most of them are either, they wouldn't say it out loud, but they've read Mao and they know what Mao had to say, and Mao told everybody, you know, power is won at the end of a gun. And they understand the enormity of the issue of trying to take guns. They know that they've been down the path. They talk a good talk, but you notice they don't really, they're not pushing it as hard. They push it sometimes to be sort of a distraction. They were commemorating in the House today that they passed gun control a year ago today, that, you know, okay, we passed another failing bill out of the few that we've actually taken up, and it was all partisan. It was not bipartisan at all, and, yeah, they were celebrating that. So they know it's a lie when they say that you don't need guns, and they know that they know what they have. I mean, if we got rid of all of the democratically controlled cities, which even with those included, with 330-some-odd million people in the United States and, you know, north of 460 million guns, I'll be nice about it.
Right.
If we're having 13,000 homicides and 84% of them are drug-related, that means inner city, we're actually quite peaceful. We're quite a peaceful group.
Stunningly peaceful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this nonsense that they come out with, and getting out there and looking at people that were saying, we're not going to let you do this to us, and we're going to be here peacefully, and we're going to give you a show of strength, they understand what that is, because, you know, they watch those North Korean and those Russian military parades. They see those shows of strength. They get it, and that's why they deride it, because they're all projecting. They're always projecting, but, you know.
Yep.
Bernie Sanders doesn't know what he's talking about. Michael Bloomberg, none of these guys know what they're talking about. And if nothing else scares people, when they're describing a policy they want to pass that is against a enumerated constitutional right which predates the Constitution, when they're out there wanting to do away with that and they can't tell you why, or they can't get their facts straight, or they're making up, according to Bernie Sanders, it's perfectly legal to be a straw purchaser right now. according to him.
Oh, God.
So.
Yeah.
You have to take it for what? Look at the source.
Let me add to what you say. Look at the source. Look a little closer. I know it's true in Virginia. I know it's true in California. I know it's true in New Jersey and New York. Gun control laws do not apply to the legislators. They can carry it at the Capitol. They can get permits. You can't. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. The
Steve Sweeney in New Jersey has a gun carry permit.
One of the judges that ruled on Brian Akin and basically threw him into the jail for 7 years after he calls up the police and tries to do exactly what they tell him to do. Oh, you have a hollow point ammunition through some glitch in New Jersey law. You can't transport hollow point from one house you buy to another. That judge had a permit. Ah. But, all right, look, back to Virginia. Bill, you and I have conducted this. The results are shocking in their hypocrisy, but not really a surprise. You and I have stood in a room with 20,000 individuals who are armed, and we're going to go do it again. We've done it for dozens of days on end. We'll go do it again here in a little bit.
Yep.
But yeah, that kind of leaves us the obvious unanswered question, except for the ninjas on your show. Why is the mainstream media continuing to sell us a lie that guns and legally armed citizens cause crime? Man, that's propaganda. It's a deliberate falsehood or distortion intended to change public attitude. You got to call propaganda when you see it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. But, I mean, when I look at the mainstream media, I tell you what, we'll talk about that when we get back. I'll tell you about one of my escapades this weekend if you didn't see it on Facebook. Of course, Rob is a podcaster as well, and he is part of the Ensemble Cast, the Polite Society podcast. But he also does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique in the United States. It looks at a real incident and does a forensic breakdown as it unfolds it, looks at it, and picks it apart. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are bouncing back in a big way on Wall Street following the coronavirus sell-off, with the Dow posting its single biggest point gain ever. The Dow gained 1,293 points to finish at 26,703. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on the latest coronavirus threat and the market's big gains.
I think the good news the market was responding to today was multifold. I think they were seeing a plateau in infections in China, and while we saw 80,000 people infected, it was mostly in one province.
President Trump is asking pharmaceutical companies to accelerate efforts to find a vaccine for the coronavirus. During a White House meeting with drug company executives and his coronavirus task force team, the president says his administration is working closely with states on dealing with the threat. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are sitting here talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, before we jump in and talk about the mainstream media and Facebook, I just caught an ad by Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He's spending $78 million in California. Joe Biden was spending $4,000.
Yeah, well, the problem with old Mike getting out there buying all these ads, he's got the same problem Steyer had because nobody liked him either.
You understand that our very old, very, very capable president is the youngest person in the race right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And, I mean, I think Bloomberg and Steyer have both spent more money than he did for his entire run.
Yep.
At the presidency. So, you know. And that just goes to prove that money in politics can't buy and win a race.
Not money alone. But let's talk about the mainstream media, perhaps the most powerful force in our elections. What did you do over the weekend that you wanted to tell me about?
Well, I was shooting, and I was trying to remember the lessons. Every time I go shoot here, and it doesn't really matter when I'm shooting, I always start out pushing my sights to the left with my right hand,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to get back into the Fisher mindset. Fisher mode of shooting, and slowly I start going back in towards the middle. And then after I got back in towards the middle, what I was doing was I was shooting a video about a form factor of guns that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I had three guns to shoot, so that was fun too. So I'm busy doing all this stuff, and I get up there and I get ready to, I'm engaging a steel target, not close enough that, to where I would have been. I've engaged them closer, you know. I get up there and I go pop, pop on the second round. On the third gun on the second round, I had a ricochet hit me right beside my left eye.
Oof.
I was wearing eye pro. I got a little divot, a little crease there. And I kept up my, I shot the other 15 shots out of the gun. I sort of ducked down a little bit and can't pop back up and was shooting again. And I, you know, that was just what I did instinctively. I found that interesting. I've watched that over and over again, how much I sort of like duck down, but I come back up on target really fast and keep the shot string going. Not something that I would want to train to do. I don't want to get hit with too many ricochets, because a ricochet that comes right back at you, that's a rarity. That's a rarity.
Right.
But it occurred. And
yeah,
that was it was pretty funny, really, when I think about it, because it put a little, it did break the skin a little bit, and I was walking around going, I'm shot. So, you know. That was probably, I was shooting 9mm. I think I got about 3 of it, 3mm. So.
Yeah. Well, that is why we wear iPro.
Yep.
A pocked steel target can throw some steel back at you. Usually it's angled down, but, you know, I've caught it off the ground. When we would shoot it flat, often, an array, when you're trying to clear a plate rack, the solids would hit, flatten out into what we call daisies and fly up in the air as, you know, these flower shaped, impressions up in midair. Yes, there's some splatter going everywhere, but yeah, a bunch of steel flies and you can see it hit the ground.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. Anyway. As far as the mainstream media is concerned, you know, the mainstream media, they are actually as a business model, they're failing badly. I mean, newspapers, unless they move into digital form, they'll be gone before long. I mean, newspapers are going the way of the payphone.
Right.
And that's, you know, finding one that actually works nowadays in the wild is like, wow, look at this strange-shaped object. What is it, fellow millennial? I don't know. I've heard of these, though. I think you drop something called a coin into it, and you can make a phone call with it. And they don't really have the they make a lot of noise, but, I mean, they only make a lot of noise within their outlet. And even they are having a hard time with, like, Joe, because Joe Biden keeps forgetting what TV show he's on.
Right. Well, or what state he's in, or what campaign he's, what elected office he's running for.
Yeah.
Joe, you're not running for the Senate. Wow.
Wow. Well, he actually won. He used to win those elections. He used to win those. So.
And here's what I fear. We've been told that the elites failed us. That's credible. What we have to do now is vet our elites, and that device in our pocket has given us extraordinary ability to do so. We can find out about Joe Biden and his history, but we have to look through the headlines. Some very pretty young lady with a smile that you'd like to see on your date doesn't really have my trust.
No.
You know, she's selling the ideas that she's told to sell, because what's television go for a minute? Tens of thousands up to millions. So they're just a bunch of scripted faces. You and I get to do this live because your producer is brave enough to trust us. That never happens on TV.
No, but I mean, and I don't really have time to get into this, but I will, we'll talk about this in the next segment or something. Just because I want to put this out there. It's a very simple process, because the people that the people that are actually putting information out are there all the time. They're very prolific. They're very consistent. And that consistency is tempered by a whole lot of experience. And that's what I want to discuss in the next thing, just simply because it's... Dan, I like your opinion on this, simply because I'm a little concerned about it, because I keep seeing this pop up. This is not sour grapes on my part. Remember I said that. This is not sour grapes. What this is, it is a concern for people thinking that there always has to be a superstar or a spokesperson or something like that out there out front to lead them. When in actuality, when you look at a thing like Richmond, now Richmond was a big statement. And it wasn't spearheaded by one person or five people or a group. It was just a bunch of people in Richmond showing up and showing their resolve, which is a much better statement than anything I can do, for example. But we'll talk about that in the next segment, if you would be so kind. Tell everybody how they find you on social media.
Social media, I'm on Facebook. I have a blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com, Amaland, Clash Daily, and once a week we get a few minutes to talk, Bill and I. I'm a lucky man.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, as we do on Monday. And this is, I want everybody to understand one thing about this, you too, Rob. I'm not putting anybody down, but at the same time, the most effective pro-rights movement operator I know is the one looking back at you when you look in the mirror. Your phone calls will be noticed by your congressmen and your senators. Your fellow constituents doing that would move mountains. There is one near, you know, at some, you know, between 130, 150 million gun owners in the United States, which means we're all over 21, which means we can change the shape of this country if we simply were to do it. If we simply were to get involved. And yes, sir.
And to underline your point, and I think that's what brought it to mind, that rally in Richmond was not put on, sponsored, organized by the NRA, which is headquartered in Virginia. That was 1,000 people in 100 different counties who went to their county boards and said, stop this silliness.
Yeah.
And then when they didn't hear answers that were strong enough, they said, okay, we need to dial it up a notch. 25,000. I think the numbers were higher. Then took time off during the day, traveled hundreds of miles, parked in Richmond, went into the Capitol. They were there to be heard.
Sure.
But
I mean,
constitutional carry just came to my state. I put an article up, and it was reposted on Facebook hundreds of times.
Have you noticed, like, did you see the, I don't remember her last name, but her first name is Caitlin. They call her Gun Girl because she wore her gun when she graduated from college. Remember her?
Caitlin Bennett.
Okay. So Caitlin Bennett, she went to a university in Ohio and basically got chased out of there.
Right.
Right. Now, I know that she believes what she's saying, but at the same time, she doesn't have a whole lot of experience doing this. Right?
Right.
And so she got chased out of a venue when she didn't even have to be in the venue. You know, I'm a big believer in Sun Tzu and Occam's Razor. I like simplicity simply because that means my victory is so much more enjoyable because it took so little to do it. You know, so little economy of movement, if you will.
Right.
And I've been noticing here lately these younger conservatives that are coming along, which don't get me wrong, I'm glad they're coming along, but they just went through the indoctrination machine. And they're missing one vital component that, you know, you can't be taught. You have to gain experience. And I do not understand. I get that young people like other young people. Sure, I get that part. But I don't understand why whenever we see something like that pop up, that everybody just wants to flock to it like that. That vindicates us because we have never needed vindication. We don't need vindication. We don't need vindication. Bernie Sanders' way of government has killed 100 million people in the 20th century. That's not an opinion. That's not a talking point. It's a fact. And I get a little. I'm not going to say irate. I just don't understand why the American populace has never quite taken stock of themselves.
Right.
I mean, the people in Virginia either didn't care enough to vote or they believed it was a lost cause. So 60% of them didn't go.
Right.
And in fact, they are the biggest, you know, the pundits and the voters. And this is the truth. I mean, you should never believe anything I say just at face value, just because I say it. Be a critical thinker. Check into it. If I'm right, fine. Great. I was hoping to be right when I said it. If I'm not right, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. Email me and let me know how I'm not right, because I know I'm not right about everything, because there's no way I could be. But you may know. And, you know, see, with Rob, I read Rob's articles. I don't talk about him because he's going to talk about him when I come on the show with him. I don't want to steal the thunder because it's so much fun to talk about him. But Rob really researches to almost a nauseating degree, Rob. I've never seen you put out anything that I could look at and say that was not complete or that was not thorough enough.
Well, thank you very much.
It may not be flashy, but I mean, like, you know, Ichiro Suzuki, he only hit a bunch of singles throughout his life, but he was the greatest ball player that I've seen play in a long time. So, you know, being that kind of accuracy is it's worth its weight.
Well, but let's give the these new age journalists, we'll call them, different than what you and I grew up with. Right now, we're seeing James O'Keefe tear into the media, hoisting it by its own hypocrisy. Caitlin Bennett is, bless her heart, you know, we're for tolerance and we're going to kill you. That's the response she gets when she goes on campus. And she goes, you know, I'll let you folks tell your own story. She doesn't need to do analysis. She goes, I'm for individual armed defense. And she gets threats of violence. So she is a lightning rod. Absolutely true. And I think she relishes that and then says, notice the hypocrisy. These people say one thing and do something so remarkably different. I think that is a powerful message, particularly in the age of YouTube, because she doesn't need to run a Bloomberg multi-million-dollar campaign ad. She'll put it up on YouTube, and everybody goes, wow, that's not very nice. Those people who say they're for tolerance are really pretty bigoted and violent.
They have no tolerance. The ones that, if somebody comes up to you, I had somebody that I did an interview at SHOT Show, and somebody took umbrage to the fact that they got an interview. And they came to me telling me how much of a Christian woman they were, and I simply pointed out, young lady, if you got to point out to me that you're a Christian woman, right away, the red flags are going up. I don't need to be told things like that. That's a crutch. That's trying to say that you get what I'm saying. But anyway, I wish America, and like with the Second Amendment, sanctuary communities, that's a big step in that direction, because this is it's a demonstration of grassroots power. And grassroots is where it's at. And it's one of those things that can hold the attention of politicians when grassroots activists get active. And I'd just like to see this kind of activity spread all over. And I think it is to a degree, but we'll see. We're definitely going to see.
It is also classical America.
Yeah.
Right back to our founding, de Tocqueville, democracy in America. We didn't expect the nobles to do it. We didn't expect the bureaucracy of state. You know, a bunch of guys walked out of church, said they didn't like something, go, hey, during the week, let's fix that. They formed a committee. They didn't ask for permission. They just took it upon themselves. That's American democracy. And see, I think we let journalism and politicians become the elites. And now, social media, through programs like yours, we're taking it back, Bill.
They're not the elites. They were never the elites. They got to say it for a while, and a few people believed them, because apparently there's a group of people that always want to look at somebody and go, oh, they're so famous, and I so love them. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
We're going to head into hour number two, and Dan Zimmerman is waiting, and we're going to talk about the bump stock situation. And a few other things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.